Taunton's 107.8, it's Tone FM with ABC, good song that, and All of My Heart. They take us to 10:05, and it's time to open up the PC workshop, and a very good morning to Martin Howe from IT Know-How. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good to see you, as always. Now, Microsoft Office, different versions of, I knew there were one or two versions, but there are, there's a variety to choose from, and of course, you know, what's best for you as an individual.
The issue comes with the actual products that you want to use. So if you're just using basic Word and Excel, any one of the products would do, but I want to use Publisher. So it then throws well, in actual fact, you need version X, Y, or Z as far as it goes. I'm prompted to talk about this morning because and this may have affected a number of people that are listening. Over the last week or so, Microsoft have done an update which has ruined, for want of a better expression, Microsoft Office 2010 starter version and stopped it working. We've been having to assist customers in either remotely or over the phone in reassociating their Microsoft Office package with their Word and Excel documents. Which, if you're looking at your My Documents folder and all your documents are, your Word and Excel documents are now orange little labels instead of being either blue or green as they normally are, this is what's happened. It's something's happened from Microsoft. We're not entirely sure what they've done, why they've done it. Well, yes, this is where we get into the conspiracy theory of Microsoft are trying to force people to change their Office versions and things like that.
And this is 2010, isn't it?
And this is happens to be the 2010, the free version of the 2010. So force people to come onto a paid for version. So what I thought I'd do, as you've already alluded to, is we'll talk about the various paid for ones in order that people are fully clear in their own mind what they really need to spend in order to get something that they can use on their computer for word processing and doing spreadsheets. But I'm actually going to start by not talking about Microsoft Office. That's because there is an extremely good alternative that you can get, which is called LibreOffice. So if you're on the internet and you want to put it into Google, it's L-I-B for Bertie, R-E. So Libre. It's LibreOffice, and it's a very, very good alternative, and it's free. It's been developed by a group of people who actually are now in this modern idiom or whatever of different entities. They're actually what's the equivalent of a charity in Germany. So this is all free. You can donate to them if you feel so inclined to say thank you very much for creating this free product. LibreOffice gives you equivalents, and I say equivalents too because they are not obviously Word, Excel, PowerPoint. They have different names in that respect, but they work in exactly the same way. And They just work. And if you want basic Word, basic spreadsheets and things like that, then quite honestly, LibreOffice does do for you. It will read Microsoft Office documents. So if you receive documents from other people, it will open those. And you can save. Now, you do need to be careful how you do this, but you can actually save documents created in LibreOffice in a format that other Microsoft Office users can read. So it does do the full crossover as far as it goes. So that's just to say, this was LibreOffice. It is an alternative. It is free. So there's something else for you to consider. Okay, moving on to the true Microsoft Office versions. Let's start at the very bottom. In the early 90s and noughties, Microsoft provided what was called Microsoft Works, which again was a very simple version of word processing, spreadsheets and things like that. This again was free. It was provided free. It was shipped with new computers.
That's right.
You could go and buy it if you didn't have it, but it was shipped, principally shipped free with new computers. That then became Microsoft Office Starter with the 2010 version. And that was the last of the true free physical versions that you can physically touch and download.
Yes.
You can still get a free version of Microsoft Office, but you do need to be you need to have a Microsoft account. So you need to be a Microsoft Hotmail or Windows Live or Microsoft Live or Microsoft Outlook.com email user.
What's the link? Can you get it as a student free?
Going to come on to that in a minute. You can't get it free, but we'll come on to that in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
The So you can therefore, if you're logged into your email, you get an option, therefore, to log into your Live Drive. And if you log into your Live Drive, you'll see you can create Word and Excel documents from there.
Right.
Of course, the full limitation of that is you need the internet. So, of course, if your internet's down, you haven't got access to the internet, or otherwise, you've now not got access to your documents and everything. So let's look at the versions you can get on a computer. Versions you can get on a computer. Microsoft Office Home and Student, the very, very basic base one. Word, Excel and PowerPoint, £120.
Right.
Again, you can go to a shop and buy a license, but you will have to download this from the internet. They no longer give you a CD or anything like that. So please love and cherish your license. A number of times we've come across people who've inadvertently stuck the license that was stuck in a box in the cardboard to go out for recycling. Once you've got rid of the license key, that's it, it's gone. You know, you're putting your hand in your pocket again. So please do look after these license keys. If you are a business user and you need Microsoft Outlook to manage your email, then you need the Home and Business version. That again will give you Word, Excel, PowerPoint and Outlook, and that's going to be £220. For those who need Publisher or Microsoft Access, then you're then now looking at the Professional, Office Professional. Okay, if you're all sitting down, that's £390.
Really? Gosh.
Okay, so if that's what you need or require for that, it's £390. Now, you can actually buy each of these products separately. So if you've got, for argument's sake, Word, Excel and PowerPoint and you want Publisher, you can just buy Publisher for £110.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, as I mentioned, all of these are just a license key. You're physically going in and picking up off the shelf a box of air with a license key stuck on it. That's all you're getting. Okay, so please love and cherish this license key.
Better deal is it to buy a bigger package rather than buying them separately?
If you, I mean, you do the maths for yourself at the end of the day. I mean, if you're going to buy, if you need Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and Publisher, well, actually, if I just do home and business and just buy Publisher on top of that, I've spent £330 as opposed to £390.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And so, as I say, you need to do the maths yourself as far as that goes, and look into it that way. Then we move on to a couple of alternatives. And this is Microsoft, again, trying to go cloud. They're trying to tie you in. They're trying to get your attention. A new product available is Office 365. Now, Office 365 in the business world has been around for a little while and manifested itself and things like that. But I'm talking here for the home user.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go online now and buy Office 365 Home Premium. Now, this gives you all of the Office products for five computers, and it's it will cost you £80 per year.
Right.
Okay. So fundamentally, you go online, you order this package, and now you can install it on up to five computers, and it's going to cost you £80 here and now.
Right.
And next year, it'll cost you another £80 to carry on using it.
Sure.
And the year after, it'll cost you £80 to carry on using it. But if you look at it from the point of view, if you've got three laptops at home, or let's just say if you go for the full five, you've got five computers, whether it be PCs, laptops, or otherwise, that you want to put this on, and you're going to buy Office Home and Student to get Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, that's £600 out of your pocket there and then. Or you could pay £80 now, and £80 next year, and £80 the year after that.
Sure.
Okay, it's a way of spreading the cost. And it also means, as I said, you actually get more, greater access to it from the point of view. It's five users rather than just a single account as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Now, and the other thing just to mention about this, and I'm not trying to get sneaky on this, but the truth is, if you've got mum and dad who need it, son's moved out now and living somewhere else, but he needs it. Daughter's moved out, is possibly even at uni, she needs it. And granddad also needs it on his computer, and he lives in London somewhere. This product doesn't work out that you're not under one roof. So you could, in theory, as a family, all subscribe to it, or one could get it and everyone else could benefit. We've had it in the past where people have, actually had somebody send from Liverpool the old disk version of Microsoft Office. They posted it down because it was a three-user account and they'd only used one. And Grandad posted it down so that grandson could have it on his computer. This gets around that completely, as I say, because all you need to be able to do is log into the account online to be able to then download it and set it up.
Of course.
So there's an alternative for you, Microsoft Office 365. You mentioned just now about freebie versions. There aren't any freebie versions per se, but you can get Office University, which is only £60 for 4 years.
Right.
And that again gives you Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Publisher, and Access. Okay, so if you're off to university, you can get that as well. You can also, through most of the schools, colleges, Somerset College will do it, and the various other places, there are deals to be done and deals to be had, whereby if you speak to the right people, they can give you the right forms, and you fill them in, and you've got your student code on it and everything else. You've got to be able to prove all of, you know, that you are a student and everything else. And it is only one license goes to each student, etc., in those respect. But that does give you dramatically discounted deals. Again, we're back down to the £50 sort of level and things like that. And only one final one I'm going to mention, and this is for the benefit of charities. If there are any people listening who are sat currently in a little office somewhere running a charity, there's a website that offer heavily discounted products to charities. The website is CTX Change. So that's actually the letter C, T and X, and then change, change.org. So ctxchange.org. If you put that in, it's a website for charities to be able to go. Now, you can get not just Microsoft Office products, you can get loads of different bits of software from them. We recently did something, funnily enough, with Headway Somerset. Helped them out, pointed them in that direction, and they were paying £30 for Office Professional, which I mentioned earlier on was £390. So at £30, so as I say, you've got to be a bona fide charity, you've got to have the relevant details to be able to register an account and everything else, but genuinely it's worth looking into. If you are a registered charity, it's obviously going to save you a vast amount of money. They got the Windows 7 licenses in actual fact for some computers for a charity back at Christmas, and we actually set them up as well. So and that cost them their Windows 7 licenses were I think it was £5 plus VAT. And when you're paying you know, if you walk into the to PC World and walk up to Windows and see Windows 7 on the shelf, it's going to cost you £180 for a retail version. So again, you can see that there are some huge discounts to be had if you know the right people to talk to and the right places to go. So there's a bit of a summary for you of the sort of thing you're after. As I said, if you've got multiple versions, we are recommending that you go Office 365 and do the five user license one at £80 a year and just keep paying yearly for it. If you just need it for yourself, you just want the Word, Excel and PowerPoint, fine, take the home and student version. That'll do your job there. That's £120. And if you're not fussy and you don't really care, and all you want to be able to do is write letters for yourself, or you want to be able to write, just do a simple spreadsheet, LibreOffice, which was at the top of the item top here, to, the just to say is an out-and-out freebie.
Brilliant. Well, you're certainly the man to know, because you've got all the info, and that's why you're here. Brilliant. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, as always. Now, next week, we talk about the 10th birthday of IT Know-How.
Indeed, indeed. And do the draw for the Nexus.
Look forward to
Nexus
that.
Nexus 7, so that'll be great.
See you next time.
Thank you very much.
Martin Howe from IT Know-How, and that's the PC Workshop close for this week. But, as I say, he'll be back with us next week, 10th birthday.